Hello everyone. This podcast is presented by Studio 3, an in-house production studio of DonGrillo.com.
I'd say if you're thinking about a job in investment banking, read the book Monkey Business. That is the one thing that I would say. Because from my experience, and I didn't do investment banking for a long period of time, but from my experience doing that as well as just kind of in, as an analyst, if you will, or associate in banking areas, it is I don't say completely accurate, but you'll get a good feel for what your day-to-day life is like and what your role is. But, you know, I'd say the first pre-B school, whatever that period is for you, 2 to 5 years maybe, you got to get trained. And finance, you know, my general advice is if you're thinking about a job in the world of business, there, you know, there's a reason why people coming into finance and banking and consulting makes sense, and private equity if you can get there, because you want to be exposed to as many business cases, business situations as you can early on to just kind of get exposure to them at the very least. Your role will be you are the grunt. You are crunching numbers. You're there late at night a lot of times because stuff flows downhill, and you stand there at the bottom of that hill, and your job is to get stuff done and have it available for people in the morning. That a lot of times when you're starting out as an analyst is your role, is your job is to just crunch the numbers, make sure the numbers are accurate and right. But more importantly, I find if you demonstrate intellectual curiosity, your colleagues, superiors, whoever they might be, will then give you more exposure to what's really going on, the real deal process, the real value-added work, so to speak, depending on what your role is, that I think, you know, is really helps you accelerate your career progression and appreciation for what you're doing and how it fits into the larger context of what's going on, what the project is. So, you know, starting out, I was an analyst. I went through what was called the Scholar Program, where you worked full-time and went to business school at either University of Chicago or Kellogg. And my role, and did 6-month rotations throughout that process. And so I was in, you know, a bunch of areas from commercial lending through private equity and investment banking. And your role is, like I said, in general is you're doing research. You're doing, you're crunching numbers. You're pulling comps. You're, you know, making sure that the comps are actually accurate. Apply a lens of common sense to whatever assignment you're given, because you know, a lot of times, and I see this a lot, you know, when I then became a manager, you know, folks will do what you tell them to do. And you'll then sometimes say, but this doesn't make sense. And it may be because your instructions were wrong, but you as the manager never, of course, admit that you gave them the incorrect, you know, wrong instructions, one, or two, that you didn't really know what you were asking for. But, you know, if you can apply a lens of common sense and logic to the assignment before you give it to your managers, you can help them out. Basically, if you can make their life easier, then you know, you will go a long way to being kind of the star child, if you will. In my experience, that's kind of what I've seen be helpful. And then once you become a manager, it takes you a while to become a manager. Just like in another life, I spend a lot of time in education. My wife does a lot of stuff in education, and teachers and professors, I would guess, would tell you it takes you a while to become a good teacher. Well, it takes you the same. Similarly, it takes you a while to become a good manager, and you know, kind of figuring out what kind of manager you want to be for me was helped and accelerated by the fact that I had numerous rotations, and in some of those rotations, I was working for 10 or 12 people, and so you learn different management styles along the way that you can kind of say, yeah, I like that one, I like that one, I don't like those four. People are jerks, whatever it is. But, you know, I was able to kind of really leverage some of those experiences to help me develop my own management style. And then, you know, as I progressed, you know, really the one thing I'd say probably through the 11, 12 jobs I had in 16 years, I learned more about what I don't like than what I do like. And sometimes it was the people. I liked what I was doing functionally, but I didn't like who I was doing it with. Other times it was, you know, I just didn't enjoy the work. And when I reach that point, it's time to pursue other things. Not to say that, you know, the people are bad or anything, but it's just sometimes the time you're in a certain role, doing a certain job, is just not necessarily the best for you. And when you reach that point, it's probably time to seek other options, because likely you're not happy and your managers and team are not happy with you.
Thank you for listening. For more such amazing podcasts, please log on to dongrilla.com.